Dearest Ceri, I know you heard what I did. Someone calling for help in the dark. I will return to you soon, but you know I must go find him. To do nothing would be to go against who I am. I cannot ask you to join me, for I know the dangers of these woods all too well. But I know I heard my brother, and I know you heard him too. Until we meet again, I leave for you this ring, a promise of my return, my love. Do not worry for me. Be well, my dearest Ceri.
Good evening, Luli. Now, I'm not one to judge a lady's style, but that certainly doesn't look like your guard uniform. Are you undercover? If so, maybe lose that ridiculous sword.
No, I'm off duty for the night. But I do need a favour.
No. I'm not helping you sneak into the mayor's house again. That was two times too many. You still owe me for ruining my favourite shirt.
Oh, no, you weasel. I just need you to make a delivery for me. To Ceri.
Ooh, a love note. Can you not deliver it yourself? Maybe bring her some chocolates? I heard there was an amazing trader from Moorsridge in town, and I have it on good authority that his chocolates are a favourite among the... infatuated. Is there some drama that my ladies haven't told me about?
Ugh, no. If there was, I'm sure Ceri would have talked your ears off already. No, I'm just in a bit of a hurry. I've got an errand to run.
You're pretty geared up for just an errand, eh? Perhaps pulling some bounties on the side, are we? Wait, I'm going to have to cover for you again, aren't I?
Aw, I wouldn't do that to you, Sion. But if anyone asks, you're in the bar drinking tonight and haven't seen me since first watch.
What? Are you joking? No. I am not taking your hush money. Ceri will kill me.
Fine. Give it to her if you don't want it.
Luli, wait. I'm going to catch so much hell for this. I just know it.
I've reached the forest's edge. I've been near it before, but now, so close to it in the dark of night, it is massive. Truly, I've not seen trees this size in all my travels. And the noises within. I do not recognize those calls. Branches are twisted, gnarled, looking almost like hands in the dark. I'm sorry, Ceri. If this letter returns to you without me, I am so sorry. I know this is madness, but we both heard Dev screaming for help. I have to find him, Ceri. If he's in there, hurt, he needs his big sister. All right. Right now, my plan is to head into the forest in the morning. I heard Dev calling from the southwest, So I'll be heading in that direction as long as I'm able. I've brought enough supplies to last me for 2, maybe 3 weeks. I don't want to be in there for longer than that. I've heard the rumors. I know they say that nobody comes out of these woods. But those were all hunters, trappers, looters, hoping to find their fortune. I'm a trained warrior. I've been fighting men and monsters since I could wield a sword. I should be more than capable of making it through this, Ceri. I know how hard I've trained, how many battles I've won. This will be but another test to overcome. But if I've not returned within 3 weeks, I've not left those back home with nothing. Ceri, the woman I meant to make my wife, knows where I kept the key to my lockbox. She has my full authority to allocate its contents to whomever she chooses. And my old sword, the one with the rubies in the pommel, should be sent to my family in Ralsgar. Whoever finds this letter, upon returning it to Serena Hansdotter in Bulk's Folly, will be rewarded with 30 gold coins or an item equivalent of value from my possessions. I don't have much more than that, but...
Fever Woods is a Mellow Audio production. This is the first episode of our first production, a horror fiction podcast in a high fantasy setting. This episode was written, edited, sound designed, and produced by Drew, with writing assistance from Justice Price, and mixing and mastering by Brandon Strader. The voice actors in this episode were Nina Nikolak as Luli and Max Marshall as Sean. For more information about this production and the cast members, please see the show notes for this episode or visit our Patreon. To hear more works mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader, check out The White Vault and All Fool and Scholar Productions. Thank you so much for listening. And stay tuned for the continuation of Fever Woods.